Welcome to the Fanboy Factor Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going, man?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. So last week, Brian, we wrapped up New York Comic Con coverage.
Oh, thank God, yes.
We talked mostly about Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling we're going to be talking about DC mostly this week.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week for Time Warner in general.
Yes. So one of the things that was leaked early on and then confirmed was Warner Brothers DC movie schedule.
Right. It's pretty much what happened this past week is Time Warner had their investors meeting. The head of Warner Production, you know, he is... First off, he's, like, really nervous because the money is... They're leaking money left and right.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, they finally decided to step up.
Yep.
So the release, their slate for 2016 to 2020.
Yep.
All the DC films. And,
yes.
You know, it's not a bad slate, I don't think. It's, I mean, one thing, you know, a couple positive things. I mean, this is the order that, you know, the order that they're going to come in is, first off, we start with Batman versus Superman.
I never heard of that picture.
Yeah, I know. also in 2016 is going to be the Suicide Squad, directed by David Ayer.
Interesting.
And then it looks like they finally caved in peer pressure. 2017, we are getting a Wonder Woman film.
Interesting.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this in length. It's just fine. It's nice to see they're finally doing it.
Do you remember when we really first started talking about this podcast? DC had released, I guess, a tentative slate. Do you remember that tentative slate?
Yeah, it was...
It was nothing like this.
No, it was pretty much... It was Batman versus Superman, then untitled DC movie, untitled DC movie, untitled group DC movie, untitled DC movie, untitled DC movie, untitled group DC movie.
Yeah, it was
untitled,
weird.
Yeah, it was just... It was... You know, it just seemed like it was all a bunch of talk.
Yeah.
So it seems a little bit... A little bit more real now.
Fun,
yeah, but still, you know, I still worry. Let's see. Also in 2017, the Justice League Part 1.
Interesting.
Snyder's directing it.
Yep.
Affleck, Cavill, and Adams are the only ones that are locked in.
Yes.
Which I find kind of odd. It's that Amy Adams is locked in quicker than Gal Gadot.
Yeah, I thought I was just about to comment that.
Man, that seems a little weird. And then 2018, we got The Flash.
Okay.
Starring Ezra Miller, which you and I are going to be talking about that in depth a little later on. Aquaman, with a finally confirmation of Jason Momoa's.
How come there was no, like, Dove's release with that?
Yeah.
Let's get through the list and then we'll comment.
Yeah. Shazam in 2019, which was interesting about that is they didn't say that The Rock was attached to it.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Because on the press release, they have The Flash starring Ezra Miller, 2018.
Yeah.
And then they have Aquaman starring Jason Momoa, 2018. And all they have for Shazam is 2019. No mention of The Rock.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I understand he's the villain of the piece, but still. But
yes, I don't know. He's a big name. But go ahead.
Let's see. Justice League Part 2, also by Snyder, 2019. Cyborg starring Ray Fisher, 2020, and a reboot of Green Lantern in 2020.
Okay, so that puts us through the next 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad slate, and it's pretty good. A
couple things I find interesting. Well, the thing I find the most interesting is that Suicide Squad coming in 2016.
Yeah, I know.
Out of nowhere.
I feel like it's not going to be attached to the rest of it. I mean, it'll be a part of it. Part of the shared universe, but I don't see it being part of the rest of the films. I don't know. It might be a standalone film. Who knows?
I don't know. It's just of all the heroes and villains that they could put together, I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah.
Just find it an interesting choice.
I mean, for me, I always thought it'd be, you know, because we've gotten the Suicide Squad already in Arrow. I personally would have liked to see more of a spinoff TV show, but
yeah.
You know, more of a, like, a week-to-week thing, but then again, how played out could that be going from week-to-week with the same right. thing? I'm giving it a shot.
Yeah, I mean, there really hasn't been... I've seen some rumors attached, with names attached, but nothing, definitely nothing firm.
Yeah, Ryan, oh my God, what is his name? The pretty boy.
Not Ryan Reynolds.
No, Gosling.
Yeah, okay, yes, right.
Gosling is rumored to be courted for that, but, you know, they haven't said who.
Right. Nobody's firm yet.
Yeah, and, you know, nobody's firm, no lineup is firm about, you know, who the characters are going to be. You know, it's, are we going to see, you know, is Waller going to be a part of this? I mean, are we going to go back to when Rick Flagg was in charge? Are we just going to do how current? I mean,
I wonder if there's got to be some connection between Batman vs. Superman and Suicide Squad. They're going to have, they got to acknowledge Suicide Squad in that movie.
I know. Yeah, maybe the agency they work for, who knows.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so then after that, we got Wonder Woman 2017, which, you know, like you already said, it's about time, and it's glad they moved that up.
Yeah, I mean, thank God for that, because it just seemed like they had no faith in Wonder Woman, which was you and I have discussed this in length about how stupid that is.
And interesting about Justice League Part 1, that she isn't attached to that role.
Right.
It is kind of weird. I mean, you're talking Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're waiting to see how that movie does before they sign her on. Who knows?
It's kind of the same year, though.
I know. It is kind of weird. Maybe they just didn't. Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows?
It's just a press release, more or less. So.
Yeah, it's just, you know, also, you know, negotiations might still be going on. It all breaks down to the money.
Yeah. Okay, so then in 2018, so then we have Justice League Part 1 in 2017.
2017, yep. Nothing like, with all these, nothing has been really announced.
Right. This is just their slate. And then the other interesting one is The Flash starring Ezra Miller.
Oh, and here we go.
We've both conversated with the internets about this.
Yeah.
And
one of us got beat up more than the other.
Well, right. But one of the things somebody pointed out to me, and I think, I'm hoping is the case, is that this Ezra Miller is going to be playing Wally West. But the new 52 Wally West, certainly not the old 52 Wally West, new 52 Wally West. Because as you pointed out to me, when they announced him as the Flash, he's the same body structure, pretty much the same height as the kid that's playing Flash now.
Yeah, Grant Gustin.
And I get that they decided to keep the TV universes separate. It makes no sense.
It's
the same. Basically, they hired the same guy.
Yeah, it's just I
ethnically, he's different looking,
but not really not even much. That. Not much. But it's just,
it's the same guy.
I just don't understand why they can't keep the universe together. Because, you know, personally, I'd like to see a Mel in Justice League playing Green Arrow. You know, but it literally just, they were so adamant about keeping the universes separate, and then to get somebody who looks
exactly the same, it makes no sense. I mean, he's a kid, he's not this big bulky guy, he doesn't look like a runner, he looks exactly like the kid they got now.
And it's also not a big name, it's not this.
Right, they should have just.
None of this makes any sense.
I keep calling him a kid. What is his name that's playing Flash?
Grant Gustin.
Okay, so I don't know what's going on. I really feel that they're going for new 52 Wally West with this.
Well, they can't.
It's not going to be bad.
The new 52 Wally West is Black.
Right, but this kid guy still is ethnic looking.
Not really.
Then, look, I'm just trying to make some sense out of it. If it's not, and he is Barry Allen, then it's completely stupid. Because like you said, everybody wants to see Amell in that Justice League movie.
Right.
Anybody else in that Arrow costume, I feel bad for, because that guy is Arrow.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is.
I think they could have I don't know what kind of TV contract they have, but they could have an Arrow movie.
The entire thing just seems asinine to me, and, you know, I wrote an editorial piece.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah.
And, you know, it's pretty much calling out the stupidity of Warner Brothers because they refuse to, you know, keep the universes together, and I got beat up on it.
Oh, you did get beat up
on it. Oh, God. But some of these people, it would be nice if they actually read the freaking article. I pretty much got called a racist.
Well, the reason that you were called out is because people were saying that you did not agree with diversity.
Yeah.
Because coming from, it has nothing for you. It had nothing to do with diversity.
No,
it's the fact that they've got an established universe out there with Amel as Green Arrow.
Yeah.
They've got a kid, this grandkid, as the Flash, and then they introduce this Ezra Miller, who looks, again, same body type, same structure as it, and he's as old or looks as old as Grant. What's his name again?
Grant Gustin.
Yeah. It's playing the Flash now. It makes no sense.
Here's the diversity part. The actor, Ezra Miller is gay.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be playing gay, a gay Flash.
I didn't even care about that.
There are so many leading men out there that are gay that you wouldn't even know. I mean, it's just...
But who cares?
Yeah, I know, but somebody
I know
called me out on. And I was just like, I even wrote in the article, I've seen Ezra Miller act. I think he's a good actor. That's not my problem.
Yeah.
My problem is, you have a continuity.
Yeah.
An established continuity.
Yeah.
Keep it.
So one of your mortal enemies actually agreed with you about that. Your buddy Tom Beveru, what did he say?
Oh, God.
Marvel. He said, there's nothing, and I'm paraphrasing here.
Yeah.
That how stupid, and he used the word stupid, you just introduce a character 2 weeks into a new season, and I forget the exact verbiage, but he's basically saying what we're saying.
Yeah, it's just, and for
how
him,
stupid is it that you introduce somebody playing a character that's already on TV for 2 weeks.
He does his own, yeah, and I personally can't stand the guy.
But he's got a point, and he's backing you up on it. It's the truth.
Yeah, I know, it's just like,
His tone wasn't correct, but it is silly that they've got this, and it's a good show.
Yeah.
We've only seen two episodes, but it's kept me, I'm watching it.
Yeah, here it is. It takes a, and this is all Tom report. It's on October 15th at 11:28 p.m. on Twitter. It takes a special kind of stupid to announce the actor for a film version of a character 2 weeks after your new TV show has begun.
Did he take any shit for that?
I am looking. And it's just...
I don't know. I just...
It doesn't look like... It doesn't look like he got any shit. I mean, it's just like...
Nuts. The only thing I saw... Somebody, when you posted that, somebody shortly after you posted it said, why do we even need a Flash movie with a Flash TV show? And it's a good point. We don't have an Arrow movie here.
No.
They could have done... If they had the show, and what's good about having it on TV is that it gets built up over time. So they really don't, at this point, need a Flash movie. Now, granted, this is in 2018. So you're still talking 3 years away, but
right. Whatever.
But if the TV show's still on, you're talking that's another 3 years that we're going to have an established Flash character who will be that much more older. You know what I'm trying to say here?
No, I understand that, but it just seems like the House Warner is just all messed up as always.
Yeah, that's I don't know. So that's a big question mark.
It's asinine. I really think it's asinine.
Yeah.
I'd rather keep the continuity. I know some people are saying it's just like, it's better off if they don't. And yeah, some people slam me because I mentioned how the Marvel model is doing it. Yeah. I'm just like, really?
Well, for a while there, I was fine with them keeping it separate. And then as I started watching the shows and started watching Arrow more and then watching Flash, it sort of does make sense that it all be one continuity.
Yeah. And the other thing is just like, how can you do 120 minutes on the Flash in a film?
I don't know.
I just can't see it working on a big screen as a solo film.
Let me ask you, how set in stone is this slate?
We're talking Warner here. Nothing is set in stone.
Okay, so it's definitely not...
Yeah, next week they could say, well, we made some changes already.
Okay, all right. But we'll just continue as it is.
Yeah.
As we have it. The next one, as you said, is Aquaman 2018 with Jason Momoa. Finally get announced.
Again,
no doves being released or anything like that.
Yeah, and as we've talked about, it's like it's going to be kind of interesting to keep an entire, the entire movie underwater. So.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
But, it looks like we're definitely getting the Barbarian Aquaman.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, too. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with that. It's just, okay, it's not blonde. They could probably blonde him like they blonded Chris Evans,
Yeah.
If they really wanted to, it's too early to make a judgment call.
We've seen some interesting artist representations of what he would look like.
Yeah.
As a blonde and as, his hair color now. So either way, I think it's a good choice.
Yeah, I agree.
It'll definitely add some weight to Aquaman that really needs to be. Maybe to get rid of that whole Super Friends Aquaman persona.
God, I hope so. Yeah, I really hope it just breaks. I just hope
that mold that has been cast for so long.
That plague.
Yeah.
That he's only good for talking to fish.
Yeah, I mean that of all the guys that do it, he's definitely the one. He's badass enough to.
Yeah.
Break that mold.
And he's a pretty good actor too. He just doesn't play.
Yeah.
The guy can act so.
Well, then, speaking of other badasses, again, Shazam, no Rock attached, which really is weird. But that is firm, right? I mean, he did.
Well, again, things change.
Yeah, I guess.
It's
odd.
It really is odd. So, what's set in stone now can be changed.
I wonder if he had any commentary about that. He's good for sending tweets out. I'll have to check when we get off to see what he said.
I know he's still, I don't know how this is still in theaters, but Hercules is still being, shown overseas.
Yeah.
So he's been wrapped up with that.
Oh, but that has nothing to do with him playing Shazam.
No, but I'm just saying, he's busy, But it's very weird.
So then next we have Justice League Part 2.
Yeah.
Directed by one of your favorite directors, Snyder, which we can only guess is some sort of, lead off from Justice League Part 1 for a continuation.
It may not be. It just may be, it just might be a title right now. It doesn't mean it's
it's true. That's true.
Yeah, it just may just, so people know.
Then in 2020, we have Cyborg, starring Ray Fisher.
Yeah.
I don't get this. Again, perhaps it's a diversity thing.
I like Cyborg. I like the character, but currently... As a movie, I could see it happening.
Really?
I wouldn't have a problem with that. My main problem is, right now, is just he does not belong in the league. He's the youngest member by about 10 years.
Yeah, but he's like the computer guy.
But still, it's just, I grew up on the new Teen Titans.
Yeah.
So it's just, I'd rather see him, with those guys.
Well, I'm with you. I don't have the problem with the character like you. I like Teen Titans, and he works good with the Teen Titans.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't see him doing a standalone movie. Again, with all the characters that are out there, it's got to be a diversity thing. That's what I'm chalking it up to. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I think, Cyborg is a positive black, role model.
Yeah.
So I have no problem with that.
We say this now, but, 2 years ago when we were talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, who the fuck would think Guardians of the Galaxy was going to be a decent movie?
Decent movie? How about from Marvel's third highest rate?
Yeah, it's crazy.
God, the amount of money it's made.
And then, Green Lantern, like you said, getting rebooted from
Rebooted, yeah. So.
I see Green Lantern happening before Cyborg or even Flash.
I think they really want to distance that one so people forget about what happened.
Yeah, I agree with you. But still.
That's one that Johns needs to be pulled away from.
Yeah, you hope he is.
Yeah, he screwed up the first one.
Yeah, you hope he's not going to be involved with it.
God. There are also really some stupid people out there. There was somebody, back to the Flash. I saw somebody write this article about how close the Flash is to the TV show's close to the comic, and they said, Geoff Johns always made him late to everything. I'm like, boy, you really don't know shit, do you? Because it was the creators of Barry Allen who made him late to everything.
Yeah.
Way back in the 60s. It wasn't Johns, you fucking moron.
Wasn't it like sort of the inside joke, he's the fastest man alive to everything?
The fact that they credit it to Johns just...
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's so red. I was just like, Johns had nothing to do with that.
All right, well, we go two directions here where we're at. Did you see the Flash TV show last week?
Yes, I did.
Do you want to talk about that, or do you want to finish talking about this press release? Because there's a couple of interesting tidbits.
Yeah, we can finish the press release.
All right, we'll come back to Flash. Lego Movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like that movie did... off the charts. Lego Movie 2 is no surprise.
Right.
What I really find surprising is the Lego Batman movie in 2017. That's interesting. And actually, the Lego Batman movie bumped Lego Movie 2.
And there was a Lego Batman movie that came out earlier this year that was a direct-to-video.
Was there? I don't know if I knew that or not.
Yeah, it was, it was cute, it was okay, it wasn't great. It's a kid's film.
What's his face, Batman?
No, it was... I didn't recognize any of the voices. Clancy Brown reprised Luther.
I think, he called him What's His Face. What's His Face is supposed to reprise his role as Batman for this movie. What the hell was his name?
Kevin? Kevin?
No, not Conroy. The guy who played Batman in the Lego movie. What is his name?
Arnett?
Yes, he's reprising Batman. In the Batman movie.
Okay.
So, I kind of like him. I think he played it pretty good. This is obviously going to be more of a fun movie than anything else.
Right. Well, you can't take it seriously. Yeah.
But that to me is kind of ballsy of Warner Brothers to do a Lego Batman movie.
It's funny because all this movie news really got overshadowed to the rest of the world by... the bigger announcement, which was that they're going to be doing HBO on demand, or not on demand, kind of like a Netflix type service.
For next year.
Yeah. And then a day later, CBS says they're going to be doing the same thing too.
Well, thank God, because I miss all those shows on HBO.
Yeah. Plus, it's one of the biggest complaints I think a lot of people, I know I do, is just why I can't stand cable is, we live in a day and age where we could, if they really wanted to give it to us, we could pick and choose what channels we wanted.
If they wanted to.
Yeah. But they'd rather do these stupid packages. That's why a lot of people are leaving cable TV and just waiting until everything comes on Netflix. Now that, you got, one major network and a premium network, both going to do, these services, I think we're going to see a decline in cable.
Well, you can only hope, because Comcast really needs to be knocked down a peg, man.
Same with Cablevision. I'm just, I'm not a sports person. I don't need 20 different sports channels. I speak English. I don't need 7 different Spanish channels. I'm Jewish. I don't need the Christian channel. Okay? Meanwhile, I can't get all the and because of these stupid package deals, I can't get all the kids' channels that I'd like my kid to watch.
Yeah,
one package gives me channel A, B, and D. The other one gives me C, D, and F. And it's just like, can't I just have a package where I get the channels I want?
You get Boomerang?
Oh, they're changing that rapidly.
Oh yeah, I haven't watched in a long time.
Yeah, it's.
Is it more current stuff?
Yeah, it's going to be all more current stuff.
See, it was better when it was Boomerang, when it was old shit.
Yeah.
The classic stuff.
Yeah, like the good old Johnny Quest and stuff like that, and it's just unedited. It's just, I remember like 2 years ago I got a press release from Boomerang saying they're going to put all the Looney Tunes on there.
Yeah.
My first instinct, I reach out back to the press guy, I go, okay, is this unedited? He's like, yep.
No kidding.
As they're meant to be. I'm like, thank you!
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, but I remember, you know, they used to have the Looney Tunes show on, you know, ABC in the morning on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, one year I wake up and I'm watching the cartoon and I'm waiting for a rock to fall on Wile E. Coyote and they cut it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what the?
Yeah, it's, that's PC for you.
Oh, God. So, you know, it just seems like now it's all going to be their shows that are probably a year or two old. Sucks.
So, are you a Harry Potter fan?
You know, I really don't have a problem with it. You know, I watched a couple of the films. I can't say I read the books. I think one of the more asinine things where people were complaining about how adult, you know, how darker the books got. And I'm like, you got to realize when she was writing these books, she was writing with the audience.
Yeah.
Obviously, now if you go back and read them, you know, back to back.
Yeah.
It does seem like they get dark real fast.
Yeah.
But as they were coming out, she grew with the audience.
Right.
Which was smart.
Right.
But, you know, I don't have a problem with Harry Potter.
Well, so the Warner Brothers is releasing, I guess, a quasi, not sequels, but some sort in the Harry Potter universe, a three-picture
spinoff. Yeah. I know nothing about it. Like I said, my Harry gets this, like, I know who Harry Potter is. I know he's a kid who wears glasses, does magic, and has a scar on his forehead, and that's about all.
Warner Brothers is really hurting for some sort of franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, they're hemorrhaging money.
Yeah.
And I guess part of all this was something about they were $200 million? They lost something like that. They had to lay off a lot of people.
Well, they still are.
And the only reason that DC didn't get hit in the cutoff, in the playoffs.
They did. Yeah, this is what happens. They're moving people out. They give them an option. It's pretty much you move out to California or bye-bye.
Right, that's what I was going to say. That's how they got out of laying people from DC off.
Yeah, I mean, they're considered layoffs, but it's just like, it's not the same way, but it's just like...
It's like a buyout of those sort of
thing. Yeah, it's across the board for Warner.
Yeah, so they got to come up with something. And I guess this Harry Potter thing. And then it really doesn't have anything to do with...
Well, that's why they're changing things. You know, even they realize they're losing a lot of money with Time Warner against Netflix, which is why they're doing this HBO thing. It's a smart move on their part.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, the other... I don't know how much this ties into Time Warner, but I do keep reading that Rowling's got some sort of plan for Harry Potter and some sort of sequels. She must be hurting for money. Feel better, she's bored.
I know Radcliffe is, you know, wants to move forward with his career.
So, it's interesting.
I mean, Radcliffe's got this new movie, Horns, comes out, which is, like, completely different.
But you think that they all must have earned enough money they could do whatever the hell they want now.
Yeah, I know.
You would think.
Who knows? That's the problem. These these contracts with children actors, a lot of them really get screwed in the end.
Yeah. So that was, I guess, in essence, the press release for the conference call.
Yeah.
Unless there was something else you wanted to add.
No, I mean, I caught the tail end of it. It was a Q&A. I got to the Q&A part, and it was, like I said, the level of interest was definitely more towards the on-demand, I don't know what you want. The HBO type of thing, which I can understand because it is an investor's thing. So, you know, it's obviously...
Did they give any kind of details for that, how that's going to work? They just said they're doing it.
I got to be honest with you, I was like kind of half paying attention.
Yeah, okay.
They did say one thing that was kind of interesting. It's just like, for the most part, all their shows, with an exception of Game of Thrones, are pretty much low cost.
Yeah.
Because they're all take place pretty much in modern times and stuff.
Yeah, it's the actors.
Yeah, it's just so, you know.
But on the other hand, Game of Thrones must really put them out.
Yeah, it does. It does. it costs a lot to make.
Yeah. And not only does it cost, because they make it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not half-assed.
Hell no. You know, and plus, you know, being on HBO, they got no restrictions either.
Right. Yeah, I'm definitely on board for seeing some HBO shows on demand.
Yeah, and I'm glad, you know, CBS is also stepping up too. You know, personally, I'm getting damn tired of having some of my shows interrupted by football.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what's, you know, all this. This is the wave of the future, my friend.
Yep. So then there's last week's episode of Flash.
Yes.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
I wrote an article, like, before the show started. You know, one of my things, you know, pretty much, it was, you know, I called it an open letter to the producers. You know, I put a bunch of things down that I'd like to see for the show. One of them was his fast metabolism. This was something that was established actually within Wally West when he took over the mantle after the Crisis Infinite Earth, written by Mike Baron, where he had the super fast metabolism that the more he used the speed, the more calories he needed to consume.
Yeah.
So I really like that they it grounds the hero.
Yeah.
It doesn't make him so godlike. It's just like he needs to have this. He needs fuel for his, you know, his powers. I like that. Like, the only thing that really bothered me about the show was a guy playing Multiplex.
Yep.
It just sounds like he couldn't. It sounded like he had marbles in his mouth or something. It just sounded like he was slurring or something. I don't know what it was, but the end, heck, that's minor.
One of the things I like was that he really got his ass handed to him.
Yes.
He was, you know, and his foster dad, you know, at first was like, you know, you're not a cop. Just because you can run fast doesn't mean you can handle these situations. But before all that happened, he was like, Barry was like, yeah, I'm the Flash, man. And he did. That guy handed his ass to him.
Oh, God. What's worrying me so far is just, you know, we're into the second episode, and he's still a hero in the shadows. And I'm just like, can you come into the light, please?
Yeah, I think that's going to, you know, kind of...
I know. It's just, but they already came up with, like, a stupid nickname for him. I can't remember. It was like that.
Yeah.
It was like that. And I was just like, but... Let's talk about the ending.
Wait a minute. Before we talk about the ending, hold on a second. Did you catch the Ronnie Raymond thing?
Yes.
Do you think that that's how they're... Well, we both know Ronnie Raymond's coming.
Ronnie Raymond's coming, yes. He's being played by Robbie Amell, Stephen Amell's cousin.
But that's how they're going to bring Firestorm into this.
Yes. But yeah, but the thing is, if you know anything about the history... the woman, the female scientist, is her name, you know, in the comics, she ends up becoming Killer Frost.
Yeah.
And Killer Frost was a woman who was scorned.
Yeah.
So are we leading up to Killer Frost 2? It's going to be interesting to see.
Yep, interesting.
And I can't wait. It's like, hey, I'm on board. But I really, you know, I'm really wondering if he's going to have the Firestorm powers now, man.
He's got to. I mean, look, she already said that he died in this thing with the particle accelerator.
And the insider news is we know somebody's playing him in the series.
Right. Now, he is playing him this season, right?
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't like he's coming at some point. It's definitely this season.
No, definitely this season.
All right. So the ending.
The ending.
What is the deal with Dr. Harrison Wells?
Well, let's set it up. Okay. In the first episode, we saw Harrison Wells go into a secret room.
Yep, at the end.
At the end, and there was a newspaper clipping from 20 years in the future.
Yep.
Saying that the Flash died.
Yep.
In a crisis, and that there was red skies. For those who don't know, it's, you know, the anniversary of the Crisis on Infinite Earths. There was red skies, and the Flash died in that. You know, that was one of the biggest, you know, most important deaths at the time.
Yep.
That stuck.
Yep. That stuck for a very long time.
Yes. Just stayed stuck. So, we didn't, you know, we knew that Wells had some interest in the Flash.
Mm-hmm.
And now things are taking a creepier turn. This week, Simon Stagg, who was the victim through all this, but was not exactly a nice guy himself.
No.
He's visited by Wells at the end.
Yep.
Wells ends up standing up in the chair, and Stagg is like, what the hell? And then Wells stabs Stagg and says, it's important that nothing happens to Barry.
The
Flash lives on. Holy now let the theories begin.
Okay. So, one of the, I know you've seen it, but I think during New York Comic Con, one of the pictures that wasn't released, I guess was leaked, was of Professor Zoom. Did you end up seeing that flash footage Professor Zoom?
Yeah.
With his costume and all?
Yeah, it was a stunt man, but yes, it was, yeah.
I'm a big fan of Professor Zoom, man. You know it's got to be him.
Yeah.
It's got to be him.
Because, yeah, we know he's from the future.
Yeah.
If you know anything about Zoom, he was obsessed with Barry Allen. And then...
Why is he so obsessed with him?
You know, he really was never fully... He just, you know, saw this hero, he felt like a nobody, he gained powers, and, you know, he wanted to be Barry Allen.
But in the comics, he is from the future.
He is from the future, yes.
Yeah.
Mark Waid embellished on that a little bit more in a storyline called Return of Barry Allen, where Zoom was so obsessed that he had his face changed to look like Barry Allen.
Does he use the Speed Force as well? Do you know that?
Yes.
He does, okay.
He's attached to the Speed Force.
Okay.
He's kind of, but he's like the negative end of the Speed Force.
He's really anti-Flash.
Yeah, he's pretty much.
He's Bizarro Flash, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, anything in the comics is just like, you know, it's pretty much, if you don't know this stuff, and you think we're spoiling it, this stuff has been around for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
In the comics, Professor Zoom ended up, at the time, killing Iris. We did find out that wasn't dead, but yeah, that started a big rivalry between, you know, Flash and Professor Zoom, and then, you know, Barry finally was able to carry on, you know, move on with his life, was about to marry somebody else, Zoom was about to kill her, Flash grabbed him and at super speed ended up snapping his neck by accident.
Oops.
You know, Barry being the, you know, the Boy Scout that he is, instead of just being like every other hero, like, okay, having the line of duty, he actually surrendered himself and went to trial. So that, you know, that's Barry Allen's character. But, I mean, that was a big thing. And then, thanks to the lovely Blackest Night, White Lantern, whatever the f*** he was called, Zoom came back. But there was another person who did play Zoom, a profiler named Hunter Zolomon.
Okay.
And his powers were more time-based. And he ended up torturing Wally in a way to try and make him a better hero.
Okay.
He believed in kind of a tough love with a sadistic side to it. So it's... This guy, well, seems like a combination of the two. Which leads me to believe that, you know, the pretty boy, Thawne, the cop, may be the ancestor and not actually what everyone thinks at first. He may not have anything to do with Zoom other than being an ancestor. But, wow, it's going to make for one hell of a ride. Whatever Wells' motivation is, it is...
Well, that's just it. What is his motivation in all this? In the pilot episode, there is the Flash of Yellow that kills his mom, Barry's mom.
Right.
And you see for a second that it is Professor Zoom.
Yeah.
So... He really, in essence, creates Barry as the Flash.
Creates Barry. It's just, now I'm like wondering if this entire particle acceleration thing was on purpose.
Absolutely, it has to be.
I mean, did he sabotage it on purpose for this reaction to happen?
It's interesting. But the thing I'm kind of worried about is they're introducing him a little too early. Because, again, we already saw the pictures of Flash fighting Professor Zoom.
Right.
Are they introducing him too soon? No, I'm just a little worried, that's all.
We may not know who Zoom is, though.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we are speculating that's who he is.
Yeah.
That's true. But we do know that Professor Zoom is coming up, because there is... Flash is fighting somebody.
Yep, and, I mean, this is not the only, you know, future villain he's ever fought, either. There's another villain named Buff Abracadabra who uses... 40th century science that makes it look like magic.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe it is abracadabra, you know, it's the entire thing might be a red herring, but obviously.
It could be.
You know, just because, you know, Zoom and the Flash fight doesn't mean the viewers are actually going to see who Zoom is.
Well, and then the other thing that happens in that episode at the same time is that he kills Simon Stagg, who you pointed out to me becomes Metamorpho.
He creates Metamorpho.
Right. So, but that could still happen.
Yeah, if they decide to go there.
Because we didn't see him actually die, he stabbed him. So, you know how shit goes.
But, you know, and then now I'm wondering, is this like, maybe it's better off that we don't, Metamorpho is like, would be one of these nightmares on a TV budget, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
But, you know, it's just, eh, but still, you know, you got the homage there, you want to see it through to the end.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, can't help it.
Let me ask you something. What was more of a jawbreaker? Was it the Black Canary getting killed, an arrow, or him getting stabbed? Which one shocked you more? It was Stag, you could say.
It was definitely Stag. It was just like, with Arrow, we still don't know who it was.
Yeah.
Komodo has now been ruled out. And so, after this past week's episode, so it's definitely not Komodo, so I'm still thinking the way her reaction was, it had to be somebody she knew, so it had to be either Thea or Merlin.
Oh. I was still going with Thea. I liked your theory on that one.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see on that show too.
Yes,
that show has not stopped hitting the ground running. It just keeps getting better.
Yeah, good shows.
And you know, I'm not too sure how I feel about Laurel taking up the mantle.
Right now, I hope she doesn't because she's too much of a mess.
Yeah, I just can't see her doing it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe at the end of toward the end of the season, but right now she's too much of a mess.
Yeah, but we still did see the start of it when she grabbed that guy's arm and the way she was like pretty much breaking was pretty much a martial arts hold. And
yeah, I don't know.
But you know, hey, you know, I'm along for the ride. They got me.
Yeah, we're gonna stop watching.
God, show's too good.
Yeah,
it's not like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
What about Gotham?
Gotham,
We did talk about it. You did see it, right?
Yeah.
The last show.
I'm still on the fence about everything.
Yeah. Give it a couple more. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, it's just, I understand they're trying to create this entire new universe, but it seems like they're trying too hard to shoehorn everything into it.
Yeah, and after what you say, I think is logic. Like you said, they're trying to jam too much of his mythos into that show. But I just think it's more, I think it's the Smallville effect more than anything.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And that hopefully they, once they find their footing, maybe some of that will drop off a little bit.
It just seems like, you know, all of a sudden now him and his fiance are broken up and everything. It's just like, you guys are moving way too fast.
Yeah.
Take a beat.
Okay, so we covered all that. The other big news from this week.
Yes.
Was Toy Guru.
Scott Neelick, yeah.
Yep.
Bombshell.
He resigned? Is that how we want to put it?
Yeah, that's exactly, well, that's what they're saying.
He resigned from Mattel to go to, I don't know if he said yet, but another toy company or another opportunity.
Yeah, another opportunity. So other toy company. People are theorizing Hasbro, but I can't see that one happening.
Yeah, I saw that as well. What do you think? What's that all about? Do you think he ran the course of all the product that he could put out, meaning, you know, DC and Masters of the Universe, and that was the end for him? I mean, we don't know for sure.
We don't know for sure exactly what happened, but unfortunately, the fact is the man was the point man.
Yeah.
And he put his public face out there, unlike, you know, Hasbro, who puts out a team.
Yeah.
Scott pretty much made himself a target for ridicule and hatred. And, you know, he was the point man, unfortunately.
Do you think that's what it was?
I don't think it's, I think it had something to, you know, I think maybe he was probably forced out to sales and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not blaming him. I'm just, you know, a lot of people, but I want to also go on record. It's just like, I didn't always agree with the guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did have some minor, I don't want to say conflicts, but we really didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things. But at the same time, he wasn't the one who could make the decisions. Yes, he was the brand manager, but still, you know, it's just, if you know anything about corporations, if he was a brand manager for, like, Bob's Toy Company with 5 employees and shit didn't get done,
I
can understand that, but we're talking fucking Mattel here.
Well, I think what you said is true, that he was the face of the company. And you know what happens when you are the face of the company? You got to take the shit.
Yeah.
And that's probably what it is. And what you point out to me time and time again is when I start going off of Mattel, that it may not be Mattel that's doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, it's Warner Brothers that is keeping Mattel's hands tied behind their back.
Yeah. And,
which
know,
is probably a really good point.
You know, I really feel the retailers really killed these lines.
Yep.
I mean, we could have had a line of Green Lantern animated feature, I mean, animated series action figures,
yep.
But because the movie did so horribly and, you know, the way everybody thought it would be like, oh, this is going to be a definite moneymaker, so let me buy about a buttload of Green Lantern stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to anything that's trend,
mm-hmm.
It is so hard to figure out what's going to sell. In general, it's just hard to figure out what's going to sell and what's not.
Well, especially when you don't know what a movie is really going to be like.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, but I'm just talking, even in general, it's hard to tell what's going to take off and what's not. And, you know, and like you said, the movie, it's just like, you can never really know. And it's just, it was a damn shame. I feel horrible. I just got to take all the, you know, was the point guy and take all the crap.
He took the shit, man.
He really did.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the public face. He put himself out there. He was getting crap on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, the Maddie forums.
Like this thing.
Yeah, he just took it. You know, he got everything for it, and it's just. You know, at cons and stuff, it's just people were overcritical of everything he said. They called him a liar.
And so what do you think happens now? I said to you, Toy Fair should be pretty interesting. Mattel's booth should be pretty interesting.
It was pretty small last year.
Yeah.
In terms of Maddie Collector, yeah. It was packed into that small, unaired room.
Yeah.
God.
I mean, it was pretty warm in there.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like Total Heroes has taken off as much as they thought it would.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just they're taking too long, you know, because they're only releasing them in waves of 4. And, you know, it's just like...
Listen, I'll tell you what's sad. If you go to your local Toys R Us, and the DC section
mm-hmm.
is not even 4 feet, and it's all the way, like, in the last action figure aisle at the end.
Right.
It is the saddest, saddest thing.
Then they don't even have team. They don't have the Teen Titans Go.
I have a couple pieces here and there. There's a couple pieces of the Total Heroes.
And it's all Sinestro's.
Yes, and then there's like the whatever that Batman line is, that blue logo Batman line. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was originally called Batman. I think they changed the title to Batman Unlimited, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that what it's being called now?
I think so. I can't get confirmation from anybody at Warner if there's actually going to be a cartoon made on it.
Jeez, they got so much stuff. They should do something with it. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I pretty much got a no comment when I asked.
Yeah, well, that means that they're not going to.
Yeah. but it's just...
Bad.
It really is. And it's... You know, again, is it the license holder? Is it...
It's probably a combination of a lot of things. I agree with you that it's probably Warner Brothers holding hands behind backs, but it's also a combination of a lot of things.
Yeah.
That DC, that line that everybody loves, that Mattel line,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was expensive, and it didn't, you know, it was toward the end, it was figures that characters that maybe not everybody was familiar with, and then, you know, if you go to your comic shop and you see a figure that is not mass-produced, but you want it, at Target, you know, who the hell wants Comanche Chief, whatever the fuck his name was?
Yeah.
You know what my point here?
Yeah, the Skittles.
Figures.
Yeah, the Skittles.
Yes, for $20. I don't know.
Yeah, now their latest thing is this. Oh my god, I still can't believe that these superpower things. $30 a pop.
Yeah, they are crazy.
And especially Green Lantern as Riddler.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it was a pretty much a Mexican knockoff, and you guys are making a figure out of it.
Yeah, okay. And then, like you said, it's $30 plus the $10 for shipping.
Personally, I can't stand the superpowers. I can't stand collectors of the superpowers. I find them so fucking annoying. You know, the fact, I feel like they ruined the line partly. I'm sorry.
Maybe for him, they did really ruin the line for Scotty.
He was a fan of that crap, too. I'm just like, can you make some classic figures, please? I'd like to finish my teens. I'd like my female Legionnaires. I would like, you know, have, like, Teen Titans that are all in scale with each other.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame.
I don't get the decisions that were made. I don't know who to point the fingers to.
Probably everybody.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can just spin on your toe and just point at everybody.
It's a shame. You know, I wish him the best of luck. You know, like I said, I did have a love-hate relationship with the guy. It just seems, you know, like you said, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to go forward for Matty Collector. I think, you know, Masters is winding down.
Oh, my God. Isn't Masters done?
God.
Wasn't Masters done, like, 4 years ago?
Gayest toy ever.
I don't get it.
One of the worst cartoons, one of the shittiest lines.
What about Pony, My Little Pony? You have to pick one, Brian. Which one's worse, He-Man or My Little Pony?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I got to go with He-Man.
Really?
Really.
Oh, my God. Both are Mattel, right?
No, Pony is Hasbro.
Oh, okay. Well, look, we just screwed ourselves.
Yeah. It's, I just don't get, I never got the appeal on the Masters of the Universe.
No, I didn't either, and that was way after my time.
And me too. Just my first introduction to them was, they were first introduced in the Superman version of Brave and the Bold, which is DC Comics Presents.
Yeah.
And it was completely different, you know, everybody was kind of talking like they were back in the olden days and things like that. It was
very Thor-ish.
Yeah, very Thor-ish, very, you know, Conan-ish.
Yes.
It was just, He-Man didn't have the half of the sword. He was using a battle axe, and he was pretty much a badass, and I was just like, hey, this isn't so bad. And then the cartoon, and you know, the toys came out, I was just like, not really my thing, but whatever. Then the cartoon came out.
Yeah.
And everybody went gaga for this piece of recycled shit that, you know. Sorry, first off, you know, Filmation recycles their animation cells.
Oh, my God. Terribly. They're the worst culprits.
And the comic version didn't have that stupid sidekick Orko.
Yeah.
It was, like I said, it was more of a heavy sword and sorcery type of thing. But it was just, this cartoon was just crap. And then the, you know, stupid non-violent type of shit. And then all of a sudden, here's the moral of the story of the end.
It's typical 80s crap.
Oh, God. It was just horrible.
Yeah, agreed.
And people go gaga for this shit, and I'm like, why?
One more thing I want to bring up before we log off for the day.
Yeah.
We've been talking DC, so let's talk a little Marvel. Last week we were talking about Secret Wars, Civil Wars being teased.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the week, there's a tease, Years of Future Past.
Yep.
What's going on here, man? What is going on?
Now the latest one is Planet Hulk.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I did see that, too. Brian, don't even answer. I know what's going on. It's Crisis on Infinite Earths.
It really is.
You called it, again, a resident comic book historian.
It's everything. It's just like, the House of Ideas have now changed to the House of Repeating Shit.
Yeah, or copy off the DC, go figure.
You know, it's just, it's like they're going to revisit all their popular storylines, and
I wonder how they're going to do it.
I mean, I had some silly theories about Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, yeah, I was chatting with some people on the board on one of these, you know, one of these pages on Facebook, yeah. And we came up with an interesting theory. You know, in Days of Future Past, it's Kitty who gets sent back to her younger body.
Yes.
What if, and at the end of Days of Future Past, we really never see her wake up.
Yeah.
We just see Rachel holding her, stroking her, saying everything's going to be okay after all the other X-Men die.
Yep.
What if she never came back and Professor Xavier repressed her?
Interesting.
And now, all of a sudden, the older Kitty pops back into the current Kitty's brain.
Interesting.
It's just, you know, we're shooting ideas out there, so.
Well, it's funny because what I was going to say was maybe they're going to shoot somebody through all these universes / storylines like they did, again, going to the movie version of Days of Futures Past with Kitty sent Wolverine back.
Right.
Maybe what they were going to do is send, Wolverine's dead. Who a character through all these Civil War, Secret Wars, and revisit them for some reason.
Yeah.
A la Age of Ultron, and change things. Interesting. And Planet Hulk, of course.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Planet Hulk is that looked completely different.
Yeah.
Because it was, this wasn't just Hulk on a planet. This looked like a planet of Hulks.
Yeah.
And you had Devil Dinosaur, the red dinosaur, and then you had in the background a completely un-old, restored Steve Rogers about to slam a broadside, you know, a double-edged axe into the dinosaur's head. So that one looks completely different.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, as I said, Secret Wars is completely different, but the poster art for both, you know, Civil War and Days of Future Past looks pretty much the same as it was back then.
Yeah.
So it just seems like all they're doing is, it's like, what are they doing here?
I don't know. It is some interesting artwork, though.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I'm just waiting to find out what the next announcement's going to be from there.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, unimpressed.
We'll see, Brian. Time will tell.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, you got anything else for this week going on?
Nope, I got nothing else.
No? Nothing, no articles coming out?
No, just usual nonsense for me.
All right. I got the new episode of The Internet Show that's out. You can check it out on YouTube and on my website, yfnjman.com. And you can see some articles, hopefully this week, on yfnjman.com and thefanboyfactor.com.
It's going to be an interesting week, I'm telling you that.
Yep. Post NYCC.
Yeah, it's funny. It's just like still some news seeping out of there, but it's going to be interesting.
Yes, it is. All right, Brian. Well, then I guess we will catch up next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Have a good week.
You too.
Take care.